This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Still love to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Oh my God! I'm gagged. I'm run over. I'm dead. I've been brought back to life and given my life and getting my life because I am talking to you right now from the only Drag Race podcast on the entire internet. It's our honor, it's our pleasure, and it's our obligation to bring you this fag journalism. And we couldn't do it without my two amazing, lovely co-podcastees. I'm joined by Rachel Bloom and Boa. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
You know, was this the threesome I don't know if anyone knew they were getting this year, but they deserve.
Nice. Rachel, I hope you're verse.
You know what? I am. I was thinking, okay, done one, right?
I've done that.
I've done one. But then the other one's a goal.
And then the other one's a goal,
but I just have to wait for my husband to be game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any hole is a goal.
You'll get him. Once he's in his dirty 60s, then he'll get weird.
Dirty 60s.
I guess it should be slimy 60s. Slimy 60s. Let's make it a thing.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about this a lot, Mono, of trying to get straight men to, of course, embrace the joy of the prostate. You and I have had numerous conversations on numerous podcasts about this.
All the time. I won't shut up about it because it's truly like if you had the world's funnest toy in your closet and you refused to open it. It's like, why would you deprive yourself of having that much fun?
Exactly. Like, you know what? Like, it takes a straight man to, like, it takes a certain kind of man to really appreciate that and kind of go balls to the wall and just get fisted once in a while, you know?
Truly.
Oh, fisted.
Truly.
Exactly. Okay, well, that's another. Okay.
That's another.
First, we'll start with like a pinky and then, you know.
But think about how empowering it would be if the straightest men in the world, like if you're like, I don't know, if Dwayne The Rock Johnson came out as a really proud fist receiver, like how much that would change the landscape.
That's so crazy.
that's the most honest reaction to that sentence I just said.
Like what next? So like crazy. Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Boa. Boa, I am so gagged to have you on this pod. I want to say you were absolutely incredible on Canada's Drag Race. And I, on this podcast, you are very reminiscent to me of Katya in terms of both being hilarious, but in terms of also like, going home and then perhaps everyone, including the people on the show, were like, how did she go home? She was incredible.
Aw, I appreciate that. Thank you. I love Katya. Actually, it's funny because people in Toronto call me Fat Katya. So. And she's just somebody who doesn't give a fuck. And I really appreciate that about her. Like, she's such a fucking weirdo. And like, she's like, just lives in her own world and just is just so stupid and just does her art and makes her fucking music and does her workouts and is just amazing.
She's like,
she really is like, she's on a fucking other planet. And like, I commend her for that. Like, I really have nothing but like the utmost respect for her.
Yeah. And were you able to watch yourself on Canada? Like, did you like watching yourself? Did you also feel like, how did I go home? Like, watching yourself.
You know, I left on a really good note. Like, it was top 7, right? So, like the challenge itself, like was I was with two amazing queens. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I was up at 5 a.m. getting ready. Like
this
I was
is
getting
so rude of us. We should say you're in Toronto and you're. It's like 11:30 p.m.
Yeah,
where you are.
No, it's 11:46. You motherfucker. So
I feel so, I'm, and it is late due to me because dumb baby.
God, your baby's dumb. She doesn't even do math.
Because of your fucking ovaries.
Yeah. But you did. You went home, actually, with everyone wanting more, which arguably is a good place.
No, it was great because, like, it was such a roller coaster to actually, like, do it. And then it's one thing doing the competition and filming the competition. And then it's another thing having it air because then it's, like, you get to hear everyone's opinions. So I went through it, like, from filming to it airing, being like, oh, bitch, like, it's going to be the best. They fucking love me. The judges love me.
Yeah.
And up until I was eliminated, people were like, oh, she's being favored and this, that, and the other thing. They're kind of shitting on me a lot. So then when I was eliminated, people were like, oh, my God, that's so sad. We love her. So I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. Like, and I'm just so glad. I'm so glad that I left on that note where I didn't look like a total fucking idiot. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, it was just like, oh, you kind of did a little bit better, but whatever.
You either die a hero or live long enough to become a villain. And you kind of, you definitely were like memorable. Will you do All-Stars when they do the International All-Stars, which I bet is going to happen?
If they ask me, probably not right now because, you know, bitch, like I want to be able to work. Like I want to be able to like do those gigs, honey, and like experience that kind of drag race life for a little bit so I can kind of make some bank and then finance like a really good wardrobe. Cause even looking back now, like, at the time, I was like, this is the ticket, bitch. Like, you know, it takes a lot of money to do Drag Race. It's not, like, people say, oh, well, you don't need money to do drag. Bitch, yes, you do. Drag is fucking so expensive. So
expensive.
At the time, I did my entire package with, like, $4,000. Like, that's like, it. And yeah. I had my partner, my fiancé, he did a lot of the sewing. He did a lot of my hair. Like, I'm so thankful for him. So to be able to elevate it and see, like, maybe I can do it on, like, $4,500 instead. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I would really want to go in with just a fucking killer polished package. And, like, because I have the vision and now I have more resources. And then if I have the finances to do that, bitch.
Right.
I'm surprised they don't give some sort of, like, because I was telling my husband, who week after week is watching more and more of Drag Race with me, and I was explaining, like, no, it makes people go, like, broke. Like, I feel like I've heard stories of people refinancing their houses or whatever. And I'm surprised there isn't some sort of stipend because it is such a big part of the show and the runway is such a huge part of the show. Like, on any other show,
it's cruel.
You have a wardrobe budget.
Yeah. It's cruel. They could throw $5,000. They could throw $5,000 at each girl.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
Well, I mean, like, here's the thing. It's like, you get on Drag Race and the year, like, you become a superstar and, like, the you're so in demand and your booking fee just shoots up the roof and you work. So you make it all back.
So you're saying it's college. It's drag college.
It's a fucking investment. It's definitely an investment. It's but it's great. It's like, it's really,
it's a good time.
It's not like you're just taking on a mortgage. It's like you're, like, putting in the work and you're putting in the effort and you're seeing yourself grow as an artist and as an entertainer.
I was saying it is the closest thing to rock and roll, I feel, because it's just like it's all talent. Anyone can come in. Like, it's in the purest sense of what rock and roll used to be. Like, I know. But, like, it's just like it's so raw. It's all talent. Bring what you got. And if you're the shit, you're the shit. It doesn't matter, like, what you look like.
Yeah, it's very punk is what it is. It's like very, there's kind of no rules to it, right? Especially now, like nowadays, like there is so many different kinds of drag. It's just, it's growing now at a faster pace than ever. And it's just so amazing to see.
Yeah, work.
Hey, what's the lead time of, I feel like I've asked this question into the ether before, but what's the lead time of you how much time do you get between finding out you're on Drag Race and going on the show?
Not enough.
Like how is it, like weeks or what is it?
I don't know if I can give you a straight answer to that, but it's not that long.
Well, give us a gay answer.
Yeah.
It's like one period cycle.
Oh, wow.
Okay, great.
That is
great.
Not, that's like super not a lot of
yeah
time.
Punishing.
Wait, how long is a period cycle?
Isn't it like, I mean, look, it depends. Look, first of all, depends. A lot of people have different period cycles. on my period app, the emoji for my period cycle is a dinosaur riding a bicycle upside down, otherwise known as a regular. It's actually the image on the app I use. Look, they say 28 days.
28 days. That movie was about, 28 days later.
Yeah.
What did one lesbian vampire say to the other?
What?
What?
See you next month.
That's so dumb. Okay, let's talk 13. I am thoroughly enjoying this season. I think it's a hoot, and I'm going to go on a limb, and I want your honest opinions, both of you. I think this has already become a great season of Drag Race. What do y'all think? Okay, shoot me straight or shoot me gay. Tell me.
I want to say it's my favorite season, but...
Okay.
It's a really great season. It's like... Yeah, I don't know. Like, I just so... I don't know if it's because I'm fucking losing my mind in quarantine or what. But it's like, I didn't really watch season 12 because I was so fresh off Drag Race. So I wasn't really able to kind of enjoy it without it being a bit ruined for me. Mm-hmm. So to kind of be on the other side of it after a while, to be able to tweet at the girls and talk about it on Twitter and stuff is really cool. So I'm able to actually really enjoy it more now. And the girls themselves are fucking amazing. Like they all seem so nice and like they're so supportive of each other. And all of their drag is so fucking good. Like it's just, they're all superstars and the format that they have now is great.
Did you, and this is not me being, did you see Untucked this week?
Oh, yeah.
It's just incredibly funny for you to be like, they're wonderful, they love each other, and I think they do, but we saw a really heated Untucked this week.
Well, for the most part, they have been.
Yeah, but I want to hear
maybe they don't love each other that much. Maybe they actually...
I just want to see your sweet, sweet tribute to them interspliced with Candy being like, did I call you arrogant? Just the yelling and screaming.
Oh my God, I'm thinking UK. What am I doing? I think we're on the wrong podcast right now.
And this is why there can't be two seasons of Drag Race on at the same time. No, yeah, 13's pretty, it's a joy, it's wild.
Yeah, no, they're bitches. No, I'm just joking. But it's such a fucking stellar cast, and like,
it's bitch, fun.
That drama last night, oh my God.
That was really wild.
Yeah, Rach, I had to stay up for that.
Yeah. Rach, what do you think about this season?
Yeah, I mean, look, now that like the season has started, in that like girls are finally going home, again, speaking from the point of view who... Someone who has a Drag Race draft and was absolutely humiliated for the first three episodes when there was nothing to do with the draft. This is it's an amazing season. I mean, they were, to be fair to them in whatever drama's happening, that setup of like splitting them into two groups sets them up for like drama.
Yeah.
Of like
great.
You're the losers and you're the winners. So, that being said, oh boy, what an Untucked last night. Oh.
What? It Untucked. I loved it. It harkened back to the legacy that Untucked always was supposed to be, which is women saying horrible things to each other. And yeah, it was great.
Here's my counter to that. I'm going to counter.
Please.
So part of the reason I don't watch a lot of reality television, I don't necessarily count this as reality television because it's a competition show. And I do.
Interesting.
I basically watch this and Top Chef. part of the reason I don't watch reality television is because I never know when the emotions are real. Like if there's a fight mm-hmm. on the Kardashian show or Below Deck, I'm just mm-hmm. naming the shows I can think of. Okay, was that real or was that like
the Kardashian show?
The Kardashian show, was that real or was it like scripted? Because I know people who've written for reality shows. I know right. that like some of these episodes are like broken out the way you would kind of break an episode of television.
Yes.
So when I watch like Drag Race and there's a fight happening, I assume it is genuine. I don't like it. So I think the mixed thing of like, oh, it's a fight, but like, it's also TV and it's like good TV. It is good TV, but my heart is also aching because these are people in having genuine fights. Like there isn't, I don't think uh-huh. there is a producer egging them on. Mm-hmm. And so all that being said, I especially last night, I could see the discomfort of the other queens. Like the other queens weren't like Gottmik was like laughing really nervously, as was like mm-hmm. Tina, but like it's not like everyone was like, whoa. It's not like they were having a party while watching this. It was awkward
and was tense.
Sucked the energy out of the room. And so like, yeah, it was good television, but it always feels personally weird to say that when you're talking about like actual emotional fights people are having. It feels like calculated to say that. Now Candy is owning that on Twitter, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But I don't know what to think about that because, like, that wasn't a script and that wasn't, like, a story built in editing, which some things are built in editing. That was a genuine,
that was a
legitimate,
fight.
Impassioned fight.
And I love it. I love it. I love it for a couple reasons. I grew up in a loud, loud household. So when I hear a screaming match, I feel comfort. I feel at home. And I love that queer culture is one girl wearing a bag on her head, another girl wearing a rat, and then them both saying, you look ridiculous. You look crazy. Like, it's just fucking madness. And that's why I live. I live for the chaos. Yeah, and the running from a bug, that was joyful. The running from a bug in Untucked, that really got me good. I liked that.
All fair.
All fair.
All absolutely fair. I mean, it was very engrossing.
Good TV.
Good TV. And it earned why, like, Candy was like the, I guess, the narrator of the episode.
Yeah.
Like, so much. I mean, we barely heard from other queens. Like, Candy was narrating so much that I was like, Candy's either winning this or going home.
Mm.
And poor Joey J.
I know.
God said nothing the entire episode.
Well, they're trying to get ahead of us, you know, because we all know the classic trope is once you say the saddest thing you've ever said, you go home on Drag Race.
Right. Yeah. Right?
That's why I waited, bitch.
Did you say sad stuff on the episode you went home?
Oh, was yeah.
That's it. There you go. There you go.
I was like, I'm bored of this shit. I'm bored of this shit. I want to go home. I want to watch porn and sleep in my bed.
Yeah, it's wild. Yeah, they keep trying to get ahead of us in the editing, and they are. Having said that, the fight starts right at the top with Tamisha and Candy, even before Untucked, her telling her to bring it down a little bit. I'm gonna need you to bring it down a little bit, which I love.
I kinda love that.
Yeah.
No.
Like, oh my God. And she said with that twisted, busted wig on your head, kapow.
Oh yeah.
It was great.
I love her.
Like, she's so incredible. Great. And then Candy says, well, just because you've been doing drag for 500 years, which can you imagine a worse hell? Been having to do drag for 500 years.
That was a cheap shot.
It was a cheap shot. Okay, what y'all think?
Anytime there's a cheap shot against the age, I'm like, oh, come on.
Come on. Okay, what y'all think of the baby got back mini challenge?
It was so cute. It was, it reminded me of this episode 2 of Canada's Drag Race mini challenge that I won. It was the ballerina challenge. And I based my ballerina off of, have you ever seen Mad TV?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So Dot, do you remember Dot? Stephanie Weir played her.
Yeah.
Genius. So that is what I based her on, just like a dumb little kid, right? So it really reminded me of just like what I was going for with, like, with that challenge. So I really enjoyed it. I thought it was fun and stupid, and it was, you know, I love the mini challenges in general because, like, it's like 20 minutes to get in drag and just look like a fucking idiot. It's just so fun.
I have one thought, which is, what the fuck was that? Like, literally, what? It was delightful, but it was, cause
fever,
like,
fever dream.
Well, cause like in a, like, okay, like in that ballet challenge in Canada's Drag Race, like it was like ballet, like dress like a ballet dancer, do ballet. This was dress like a baby, but don't be a baby. Be a sexy baby.
Be a slut. Yeah.
Be like a slutty baby, which I love. It was absolutely delightful. It was just so chaotic. Gregor pointed out it felt like one of those Japanese game shows where people are like humiliated and there's some sort of like language barrier that I'm not understanding. Like it was so fucking bizarre.
As someone who's forced to watch Japanese game shows on their TV against their will, it does feel like that. And all I'm saying is, what's happening? I love that took them hours to film, so they had to be naked and screaming for hours to basically get 30 seconds of baby footage.
Did it take them hours to film?
It had to, right? I don't know. Maybe they busted out quick, but it was wild to me. It also made me mad that watching trophy boys in diapers, because I'm like, don't do that. Don't make me a criminal. Like, don't, don't make me go to a place I never wanted to go to.
I mean, I do think it's funny because babies are
sexy.
I was gonna say babies are the
gorgeous.
Babies are the least sexy thing. Mm-hmm. In the world,
they're the most innocent, pure things.
I know there are definitely people out there who disagree, which is why I don't share pictures of my daughter on the internet.
Good.
But
you're saying she's
a
poop and shit bag.
Yeah,
and somehow some people. She's just a constant shit bag, and some piece of shit out there is like, ooh, I like that.
Yeah,
oh my God, I gotta go.
Oh no.
You're not safe, Bo. I'm sorry I didn't make you safe.
It was so entertaining.
It was great.
I was like, what? What?
Gottmik looked cursed. I will say that. Gottmik looked really scary. And that is seemingly from a Grudge sequel to keep this analogy going.
Rosé's was really funny. I really liked Rosé's.
Oh, I used to have that Halloween costume. It's so funny.
Yeah, I love those stupid ass Halloween costumes. They're so funny, and that's such a smart idea.
Yeah, just go with the legs and the mom and the legs. Yeah. And it's an incredible optical illusion.
So that means you get a warning for like the mini challenge, because that was something that like you can't make that like in 20 minutes. Like that's
no, they must know.
Sounds like there are some warnings for mini challenges is what I gleaned from that.
But sometimes you don't know, Boa, right? Like sometimes you get a list and you don't know if it's for a mini or a maxi.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's why I think everyone pretty much brings the best of what they can, right? Yeah.
Right, no matter what. So we have a ball. We have a ball that's all about bags. They have to give three insane looks. And, of course, they're pressed. It's madness. Some people are experienced, some people are not. Would y'all, before we get to the looks, what'd you think about them being forced to make bag looks?
Interesting.
What would y'all do if you had to do like a punny look? Like what would you what bag? What?
Oh, fuck, I gotta think of one.
So actually, my fiance told me a fucking great idea today that would have been a good one, is come up with a giant headpiece that's an eyeball, and then like a giant nude cowl kind of dress scarf thing, and you're an eye bag.
That's great. I fucking love that. I bag.
Okay, yeah, I have one.
Oh, talk to me.
I would come out dressed like with my titties out like a gardener, and I'd be a hoe bag.
Oh my god, a colostomy bag.
Oh my god. Yeah, I agree. I like that. For some reason, the first thing that came to my mind was Osama Bag Laden, and I don't think they would like that. I don't think there's anything glamorous about that, but it's just the first thing that came to my mind.
Terrorist, but make it fashion.
Thank you. Osama has been shopping, you know, maybe that. Give him that. But the madness.
Y'all are going to get me fucking canceled, bitch.
Oh, come on. You already got canceled after you did Gypsy Rose. Which, by the way, I thought was hilarious. I'm sorry, but I thought it was funny.
I also thought that was really funny.
But I won't make you say anything more so you don't get canceled.
Thank you so much.
I also live in fear of getting. I'm not living in fear. Oh, whatever. Now I'm gonna get.
I'm just a horrible person. So
look, if you know you've never lived, you haven't lived. If you haven't been canceled, you haven't seen the dew of a morning. You haven't. You haven't seen the sunrise over a child's face. Cancellation is just a rite of passage. So okay, that's they're so losing true. Their mind. LaLaurie, I mean, yeah, we know LaLaurie's in trouble. Rue comes to poke around. No surprises there. But it was interesting to find out that LaLaurie is not really, is like only kind of the daughter of Tamisha.
Yeah, that made sense why it wasn't more featured, because in their Meet the Queens, maybe even the first episode, it was like, oh, LaLaurie is Tamisha's drag daughter. And then you don't see them even like recognizing each other or like saying hello to each other when they walk into the workroom. But that makes more sense. And it's not like tense or anything. It's just like it is what it is. Oh, can I say I love that impromptu ball?
Yes, that was
so fucking cool.
That was great. We need more ball. We need more ball culture, you know?
Yeah.
I love it. Is there a good like ball scene in Toronto?
Oh, there's I think it's called the Toronto Kiki Ballroom. Toronto Kiki Ballroom. And you know who I think that's what it's called. And I know, you know who does balls in Toronto is Yavska from Dracula.
I love Yavska.
Yeah, she's amazing. I love her so much. She does them really, really good too. She wins them. I think she's like one of few.
I'm sure.
And then they brought her on as a judge. She's so great. Mm-hmm. And then she had this breastplate. She had this crazy creature costume on with these exposed titties, and it was so ridiculous.
I fucking love her spooky, like that. Her genre of spooky drag is stunning and fascinating, and
yeah, she's great.
Above Tim Burton to me. Like it is just surpassed.
And she's so funny. Like so she funny. Is just I've been really into watching her stream on Twitch. She plays Dead by Daylight, and I can just sit there and watch her play fucking video games. Because she's just so funny. Another thing is so there's this bar here. Mm-hmm. I booked Yavska for a show with me one time.
Uh-huh.
And I booked her at this bar. It's called El Caventurico. It's very they like the top 40, they like the pop star drag queen who puts on a clip-on ponytail and shakes her bum around and everything. And I booked Yavska for it, and it was just the most ridiculous fucking thing ever. Like, they didn't know what the fuck was going on. Like, it was so fucking ridiculous. Like,
so she was reinventing the stage ho, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. She did this crazy wrecking ball number, and like another girl did Britney Spears. And it was just so funny. Like,
that's fucking icon. Wait, oh, which makes me wait. This reminds me, who are y'all when in the group project? Are you LaLaurie who is pretending to learn? Are you LaLaurie who's pretending to learn and just like trying to get the group project done? Or are you Utica who's actually doing all the work?
Like, I'm LaLaurie. I would do this thing. I always do this thing. If we're in rehearsals or what, you know, you just gotta fucking fake it till you make it, bitch. Mm-hmm. Like, I could not be getting the choreo for anything. I could not be understanding anything. But I'm like, we're doing great. Yeah. Oh, so 1-2, let's just go over that once more. Perfect. We got it. I don't got it. Like,
yeah.
I mean, in a fashion challenge, I would be La La Ri.
Me too.
And that's how I can tell that outfit was bad, because I was like, this actually legitimately looks like something I could make.
Yes.
I would and could make. And when I was done with it for like the Halloween party I was doing it for, I'd be like, this isn't great.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be proud.
Fucking madness.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she walked out there. I was like,
it was
Nicole's reactions.
Oh my God.
Why didn't you come back?
I have some limited
intel. We'll get to that.
We will.
Nicole was funny.
Nicole was so fucking funny. She passed along a few tidbits to me. One of tiny, tiny morsel being that even production was helping her tape stuff back to her body.
Because
it was so falling off of her. Like, it was just melting off of her.
But you had a hot glue gun.
I know.
Can't you hot glue things?
I know.
She was probably hot as fuck, bitch. She was probably so nervous and sweating it all off, bitch.
But it was on a bodice, right? It was on like a corset thing.
Yeah, kind of. The only other things we have to cover is the weird Coach commercial. What the fuck was that weird that stiff first take commercial with the guy being like, "We love when you decorate our Coach bags, and that's why you are going to decorate a Coach bag for the runway."
Come on, product placement.
Come on, getting one more ad payment. Why the fuck not?
He's the new Jeffrey Moran.
Oh my God. To make Jeffrey Moran look charming.
I actually kind of want one of those huge purses. I did a design your own Coach bag when I was in London, and it's pretty fun, but I would love the huge one. However, I felt bad. They had all these beautiful outfits that they paid, you know, thousands of dollars to make or made themselves. And then it's like, oh, the purse is like this add-on that, okay, you got to make it work.
It worked about four times in my opinion.
Yeah.
Whereas like sometimes the bag either was a terrible match or it just looked so much more expensive than what they made.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah. I love Rue's poke arounds. I love her saying, your saboteur is just as clever as you are. Like, that kind of struck a chord with me of like, wow, that's not good news for me that my saboteur is as smart as the other part of me. Because, like, you'd love to think that your saboteur is a dumb bitch.
Well, I'm a dumb bitch, so she better be a dumb bitch, too.
I always
think it's such a mind fuck when, because like I love all the talk about the inner saboteur, but it's such a mind fuck because you're on a competition show with competitions, with challenges sometimes designed to get you in your head. So it's very, it would mind fuck me. Like getting in my head from, you know, I was in the pork chop group and then it's like, don't let your inner saboteur. It's like, well, that's a level of to be like the first out on my first lip sync episode and then be like, but don't let your saboteur get you. It's like, well, like that would require a ridiculous level of confidence to not be like thrown by that.
Drag Race is a mind fuck. Like it really pulls your demons out of you, girl. Like it's oh my God, I'm so glad
they
I didn't
shake
have to do
you
that.
Up
even just the design challenge, like if you don't know what you're doing, you don't think you know what you're doing, you're like gluing shit to a corset while people are coming up with these outfits and you're like, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck. Like it's not a good feeling.
What was the hardest challenge for you on Canada?
Definitely the acting challenge.
Yeah.
The episode 2 acting challenge. Cause I just, you saw, I got the script like
with those, Canadian, I forget what it's called. The Canadian commercial. Heritage moments. Okay.
Yeah, it was like, oh man, I just, because I have ADD, so it's like I could like hear one thing and it goes in one ear and goes with the other. Like I just was not picking up. Like it was just so difficult. It was so stressful and like,
which is strange because like you're just naturally like funny. But it's that which happens to a lot of people where like you are so naturally funny and rambunctious and playful, and then somehow the script takes it away from you for some reason.
Yeah, it's definitely, the script. Like I, when you give me a script, I feel like I'm I just catering to something and I'm just trying to, I have to do one thing and I just have to deliver it. So rather than doing things kind of on the spot, it's very different.
Yeah.
That's why the show's so fucking impressive to me and why I'm such a fan is like, it's in no other show or competition anywhere would you have to be asked to have that many skills. Like reading from a script has nothing to do with lip syncing. Almost nothing to do, which has nothing to do with a fashion design, which has nothing to do with like getting into baby drag and twerking. Like it's just like the acting of it all is like, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, no,
thing
it's fucking crazy. Like
it's wild. Imagine if American Idol did this shit to anybody. Like any, if
they would
like,
vomit
okay.
blood.
Right? They're like, okay, well, great job, Carrie Underwood. Now you have to read all the other contestants and tell in clever, sharp, setup punchline jokes, say why each of them are terrible.
Oh my God, the reading challenge would be, well, I assume people are like compiling jokes all season, but like that would, yeah, like you're totally right. That Hard. Alone is so fucking scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's wild.
I would
wild.
Be on Gina in the reading challenge. From,
oh, just being like, ooh.
Hey, you call yourself a drag queen, and you are.
That's actually really funny. Like, if you said that in a reading challenge, yeah, that would be right. fucking hilarious.
There
like,
would be a good character
there
choice.
There would probably be a great way to do a supportive, actually, my friend's baby shower, I did a supportive roast.
That's funny.
Like,
yeah,
I bet
no, exactly.
there's a way to just like, do that. Yeah, where it's like, you think you're all that? I agree.
Yeah, who did that? Andy Samberg. Is that the guy from SNL?
Yeah.
Yes.
He did a roast, and that's exactly what he did. It was, he did it that way, and then he made a joke about himself. He's like, well, roasted myself. Like, it was so fucking funny. Like, that is such a good way to kind of go about it.
Oh, I would love if they did that. So they officially closed the library and opened the gymnasium where you have to only give them weird, nice compliments. Okay, I think it's time we take a break. And when we come back, we'll chirp and burp the 800 looks on the runway.
No shit.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. Come on, y'all. We've all been there. We want to spend a little bit of extra dough on a big night out or a last-minute gift for, like, your boo. Sometimes money just can be, dare I say, complicated. Well, worry not, because Earnin helps you get your money today as opposed to later. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, wake up, because Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work. You can get up to $100 per day or $750 per pay period. Earnin is used by over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability. So why don't you go ahead and download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Drag Her Under Podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's Drag Her Under Podcast. Get some extra dough. Have a little fun. And don't wait for your employer to give you your money, honey. Earnin is subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which
have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Bring back my break. We're back.
That was a great ad for BetterHelp, Mono.
Oh, well, you know, it's not psychiatry. It's not, what's the other one? It's just professional counseling done securely online. Join the over 500,000. Well, why am I making you hear that again?
I'm talking to a BetterHelp therapist on Monday.
They're very helpful and easy to contact.
They're very easy to contact. Better. Yeah, it's better. Then what is the question?
That's better, all I know is
better
that
than
is
not help.
Better help. H-E-L-P.
Better than not help.
That's it.
That's better it.
That should be their freaking slogan. Boa, before I forget, remind us where we can support you. Like, can we PayPal you?
Yes. Oh my God, yes. Or buy you can your PayPal merch. Me. PayPal.me/bitchonarrival. You can e-transfer me at boa the drag queen at gmail.com. You can buy my merch at boathedragqueen.com. You can buy my merch at dragqueenmerch.com. You can you can send me nudes. You can do all of it.
Oh good.
Oh, okay.
I'll send some right now.
Oh my God, really? You're hot, so do it.
I am? This is great.
And you have great teeth too.
Oh, thanks. This is a great day. This is a great day.
You have really nice teeth, Mono.
Thanks. Yeah, I don't know. Thanks. I got really blessed with chompers.
With chompers.
Okay, great. I'll send you some troubling things.
I'll gladly send you nudes just for you to have for future blackmail of me.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
So Rue comes out on the main stage, giving us Aqua's Barbie girl. What do y'all think about this gorgeous Rue-ness?
She's so cute. I loved it. She always looks so amazing. Cute. And her hair looks amazing. Like, something about her is just like, she's so like ethereal. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
She's almost like not real. Like, she's just so perfect. Like,
agree. It's stunning.
Fucking glowing. I'm going to pull up all these pictures so I can react to them in real time.
Please. And then, of course, we have the stunning Nicole Byer, who also looks perfect in purple sequined pigtail. I mean, her makeup.
That hair. I loved her hair so much.
Fucking hair is soft.
She's so
and
ridiculous. I love her.
She's so funny.
Who made that outfit? That outfit is so great.
I don't know. I mean, we'll have to ask her. I really hope she becomes a permanent guest judge one of these days because she's great at it.
She's so good.
She's hilarious and gets right to the point and gives you TV. Like, it's
yeah,
it's
and the
incredible.
Fans love her too. Like
yeah. How can you?
I was looking at a lot. There was a lot of comments on Twitter like saying that she should be like a permanent judge.
Agree.
She's so perfect and fantastic.
Yeah, agreed. And she passed along a few tidbits from the ep today, which I'll just tiny ones, but I'll share them.
Yeah, please.
Okay, let's talk mixed bag, huh? We've got, first of all, and in case you don't know, Boa, we chirp and burp the looks because no other drag entity online or in podcast judges drag looks. So we're the first ones and only ones to do it. So if you like a look, you'll chirp it. And if it's not so fantastic, you'll burp it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, gorgeous. Here we go. Okay. I hope you're seeing it. So
where are those porn tabs you have open?
I'm proud. I have a very sexual, healthy appetite. We have Denali giving us crash test dummy. And I guess what was the airbag was the pun. What
airbag.
Do we think?
I love it. I love it.
Me too. Chirp for me.
Big old chirp.
It's just great.
Oh, chirps.
Okay, poison, not poison, not poison ivy, just Joey J giving us ivy bag.
You know what? Without the fucking ivy, like the ivy, it would just work.
You're saying which ivy? Because as we know, she will refuse without, to take credit.
Without the green ivy, like without the leaves, it was just like a full dead nurse with mm-hmm. ivy bags. That would be sickening.
I don't understand. Okay, because obviously the ivy was on there to be a pun. It was ivy, right?
But she refused mm-hmm. it.
Okay,
she refused
here's what I think the confusion was.
Okay.
Is they were like, it's poison ivy. And she was like, no. Because that wasn't the intention. I think the intention was just ivy. I think the word poison maybe threw her.
Oh, my God.
Potentially because she was like, no, there isn't poison in the ivy bag. There's saline for the sick patient. I think that was the confusion.
You do?
Obviously, the ivy was meant to be. Why else would you wear? Why else would you put ivy for a pun of ivy? No, the pun was intentional. It was the poison that misled. I felt bad for her. I do think the pun was intentional.
You think
she's a fun girl?
I hope so. But yeah, the way it was edited, at least, and the way the judges seemed to talk to her, she refused to take credit for that good idea. That's all. Okay. I'll chirp it. It's cute for me.
Light chirp.
Okay.
A tweet. Tweet.
Tweet, tweet. Lollary giving you bag of bones. What do we think?
I'm going to give it also a tweet because she had the bag on the bottom, which was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Cool optical trick. I agree. It's her most successful look, I would say. The hair is gorgeous. The shape is good. It's a chirp for me.
I mean, and this is a pre-made. This is some plastic bones that you buy from like whatever spooky Michaels is, you know, like whatever like scary Michaels is like glued to like a dress. My standard is like if I could make it, then it's not great. And I'm horrible at making things. I'm really mm-hmm. bad.
Yeah.
I do like the bag on the bottom, but like, I mean, you could
throw some stones on there or something.
It's weird. Something.
I'm almost judging it based on how bad her other look was. Do you know what I mean? And when I look at the collection, this is
by
very
comparison,
successful.
Yeah. You know you what? Know? This look is everything. Mama boots the house down. Yes, God.
when you compare it, I'm going to chirp it, but I respect any other opinion.
It's a reluctant.
That is so
quiet
funny. It kind of reminds.
Like the type
it kind
of
reminds me.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
No. Oh, I was just going to say it's the type of burp you'd give if you were in a meeting and you just had soda before the meeting, and you go like, and you hope they don't notice. What were you going to say, Boa?
So I was going to say there's a few queens I know who like don't really ever look the best. Their drag is not visually up to par.
Mm-hmm.
And when they seem like they're somewhat trying, then people kind of gag for them and be like, oh my God, bitch, like they look great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, they just look great. They look good by comparison to their normal fucking days. Like, oh, you use glitter today. Wow. You took 25 minutes to do your makeup. Woohoo.
Yeah. I mean, and that happens in Drag Race all the time. They're like, you've grown so much. And it's like, sometimes that really takes the cake.
That's why I love on UK, there are queens who are like, I'm not a look queen. That's not what I do.
Yeah.
And it's really honest.
Yeah.
Great.
It's real.
Yeah.
Okay. Elliot with two T's giving you gift bag.
It's cute. It's very like, it's not very creative, I guess. Like,
yeah. She looks really gorgeous, I feel. It's not mind-blowing in any way, but she looks good. I have to light chirp it because I think it looks good.
Yeah, it looks clean, right? Like,
yes.
It looks clean. I
yes.
guess it looks polished. And she's cute and, like, yeah, it's a chirp.
What do you, yeah.
I'm a light chirp. It's beautiful. It's put together. If I saw it at, like, a Purim party, I'd be like, you should win this Purim party competition. You have the best gown. You have the best dress here. And I say Purim rather than Halloween because, you know, Purim, as we all know, is in springtime. And this is like a spring dress. So definitely the winner.
I think that was self-explanatory.
Yes,
I knew exactly
obviously.
What you meant.
The winner of the Purim competition. I'm a chirp. It's just a little sample for me. But,
yeah.
You know,
Yeah.
Fair. What do I know?
Fair. Okay, Tamisha's giving you that old bag.
I loved this. I thought this was amazing. Like, she's so smart and stupid and funny and just campy. I loved it.
It's a great performance. It's a great performance. Yeah.
Here's my pitch. The suit pattern should have been bags. Like, I wanted some sort of bag part of the thing, you know?
I agree. I mean, when you look at it, it is just a lady's suit and a pretty questionable wig, but the performance is good. So I'm torn. I'm going to burp it because I'm a monster.
I'm going to general meeting burp this. Again, you're on a general. You want to impress.
Yes.
You just drank one of their Spindrifts. Very, very light.
You almost like, yeah, you put your head backward as if to pretend a breeze came in the room so you don't have the burp come out.
I once straight up farted in a meeting. And in fact, I could have gotten away with it. I sat down in the chair, I farted. They assumed it was the chair, and I went, I'm so sorry. I just farted.
Oh my God, Rach, why did you? Why didn't you?
I love that.
You're the Joey J. Fail.
You're the Joey J of that meeting. They were like, was it the chair? And they were like, no.
No.
It was my asshole.
I'm so sorry. I just took the nastiest shart of my life. That is so funny.
That's the kind of honest queen you are.
Yes.
Okay, we're looking at Simone, huh, with these unbelievable fun bags. I mean.
Like, yes.
Nicole's comment was so funny.
So funny.
What'd she say?
I didn't know Michelle came in black.
Yes.
I love that.
So fucking funny.
This was just great. Like.
Just incredible. And she killed her tits at the end.
Oh, the popping of them is so brilliant.
It's wild. Yeah, that's a huge chirp for me. There's just no denying it.
Oh my God. Okay, so when Olivia Lux came out in this punching bag look, I was just like, oh no.
Right. Because we saw Simone
it's
do
the
this.
Same one. Like,
it's like, yeah.
Did they get
it's
the
so
same?
Similar.
Were they pranked? By, like, did were they scammed by the same person who made? Because that's the same.
I think it was just. How? I don't know. I think there was just like it was in the air maybe. Like did Dua Lipa do a fucking music video as a boxer? Was it just like in the zeitgeist?
Yeah, I don't know. But like, I don't think there's ever been a boxer look on Drag Race that I remember like on the runway.
Mm-hmm.
And then for it to happen like 2-in-1, like.
Yeah, the hair, but it is a chirp. The hair is stunning.
Yeah, she looks amazing. The coat is gorgeous. Like,
yeah.
I just wish, like, I guess my pitch is, if you have an outfit that you know, did she see Simone do this? Yeah, she saw Simone do this. If you have an outfit that you definitely know someone did, at least, and you're like, well, this is my fucking look for this. I can't, like, I can't change it. Maybe make, like, a sign or, like, write in glitter, like, yes, Simone already did this. And when you turn around, it says, but this outfit was pre-made. You know, something to call out.
That's funny.
Like, you know someone did this.
That's really funny. Like, I brought this before I saw Simone's. That's a very funny sign.
Yeah, don't ding me for it.
Okay. If we want puns, there's puns right there.
Don't ding. Oh my God, that was great. Don't ding me. Because it's boxing.
Ding me. Yeah, take credit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am the Joey J of this
you
podcast.
You were the Joey J of this podcast. Never. I'll never send you home. It's a chirp for me.
It's a reluctant baby bird chirp just because it looked so much like Simone, but she looked beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, what'd y'all think of Got Mix body bag?
100% loved it. It was like the best thing I've ever fucking seen. Like the way she fucking just it's just great. It's just like, it's just so amazing. Like, I love this kind of like alternative spooky drag, and the way that she made it look fucking beautiful was just incredible. And her, her commentary, I'm giving you Autopsy of Jane Ho. Like, what an icon. Like, all of it was just like, mwah, chef's kiss. Like, it was like perfect.
Incredible. Yeah, I love
also
it.
Chirp.
Big chirp. Big chirp, lovely details. And I love that her the opening of her body is giving me vagina. Am I the only one who's getting vagina from the her in this the way her incision looks?
I think you are, yeah.
Good.
Well, you I know, just... I think, oh, yeah, no, that is very, well, you know, any opening in a body is going to look like a vagina, probably. Yeah. You know, if you squeeze a dick hole the right way, it looks like that.
That's true. That's very true. I've even met assholes that look like vaginas.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, it's a chirp. Rosé giving us bagpipes.
So smart. I loved it. I thought it was so cute. It was so campy. It's so kitschy. It's so her. I have such a love for Rosé. She's just very, she's like a serial killer that I just like. Like she, you know, like
she's great.
She kind of looks like she'll kill me and then hide me under her bed, but she'll look sickening while doing it. So
very American Psycho. I agree. She's like a little too attractive where you're like, when are you going to kill me?
Yeah, something about her smile. I don't know.
Yes.
But no, I love her. She's really just like everything I want to be. So.
Yeah, she's a chirp for me. I love it.
Chirp.
Light chirp for me. Thought it was a little simple.
But, interesting.
But not in the way like, I can't make this. I can't make this. And she looks fantastic. I just thought it was a little simple. That's it.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. We've certainly seen a lot of this on the runway overall too. So it's like, it's going to be hard to, you know, feel totally new. Tina Burner giving us brown bagging it. What do we think of this drunk mess?
I thought it was fun. It was cute. It's very, very her. I really like Tina Burner, but I'm getting tired, girl. But she kind of reminds me of. Okay, the reason I don't call myself a comedy queen is because I don't like when people, they sell themselves as a comedy queen because, like, it's like, I know a few queens who, I'm a comedy queen, and this, that, I just stand up, and this, that, everything, but they're not funny because it's very old school comedy. It's very, like, I don't know how to explain it. You know what I mean? It's very,
I'm with
like...
you.
Pointing out facts like or Corona, I barely even know her. Just like shit like that.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
So
as I'm laughing at it.
So it's like I don't know. It's like it's a cute idea, but it's so old school comedy for me that it just doesn't hit the mark, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I agree. The drunk stumbles. It's hard to make fresh and new again.
The dress needed to be in a different material to read brown back.
I agree. It's quite taupe, really.
And it's shiny and like and I feel like if you want to make something fitted and accentuate your waist, you could do almost like a brown bag like sheath dress, like burlap, but not like, you know, so something that looks like you're wearing a brown bag, but then you put a waist on it.
Like a cowl to make it look like there's alcohol inside a brown bag a little bit more.
Oh, well, no, but that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm going to give it a meeting burp because it's like, it's just fine. So I'm going to be mean and give it a light burp. Your silence is deafening.
Burp,
sorry.
I'm going to give it like a jovial burp among friends. Like I just burped, but like we've known each other for years. I can burp around you.
I like that. Okay, Candy's given bag of tricks.
Can I actually tell you something?
Yeah.
I have an outfit in my closet right now that I haven't worn. I've had it for about a year. Mm-hmm. And it would actually work so well on this runway because in Canada and Ontario, our milk is bagged.
Milk bags. Oh my God.
So
you do milk bag.
Yeah. So I have a full bagged milk costume, like couture outfit.
My God. Milk bag. You've got to do milk bag.
Yeah. I got to shoot it because it's a fucking sick ass look. It's got a full overcoat and then it has a... And once I tear that away, it's like a full PVC dress.
I mean, fuck
that's super fucking cool.
Oh, it's so amazing. Like, we molded it to a mannequin, and we used a heat gun. It was crazy. Like, it looks really, really cool. I definitely got to do something with it.
Like a U-shaped mannequin? Like a custom dress form you molded it to?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Jeez.
That's awesome.
So cool.
Oh, my God. Do it. I mean, I know you can't do it immediately, but I wish you could do it immediately so the children could go, okay, oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I knew this was happening because I would have just shot it like a week ago or something.
All stars. Save it for all stars. Save her.
Yeah, baby.
Babe. Okay, bag of tricks. I love this. This to me is a chirp. It's really lovely.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Yeah, I thought it fits her body so well. She knows her body so well.
Mm-hmm.
I love the black pencil skirt. I love the pump. I love how she was pulling that rod, that like pull out of the bag as she was walking down. It's just so funny because it just got longer and longer and longer.
Yeah.
It was just so stupid.
Like, it was cool. And I was like, oh, you made the bag was a cape work.
That was like a 7 or 8 foot pole right there. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. I love the bunny on her tits. It's cute. And it's a chirp for me.
Yeah, chirp.
Magic. It was so cool. I want more runways with magic.
Yeah.
I also love Candy really knows her body and like shows it off.
Mm-hmm.
And shows off having curves in especially like in this look and the money look in a way that's just like really I think looks like high fashion.
Agree.
Mm-hmm.
Agree. This look was fucking successful and rich and puss, so it's a chirp. Okay, Utica giving doggy back. Yeah, I love this. What'd you think about the critique of like Rue saying like, oh, I wish sometimes she would present looks like this in a less campy way. What do we feel about that?
I mean, in this, she's a poodle. And so she gave poodle. I think it worked for this. I would agree with the second look, though, that she didn't need to Carol Burnett it up. Like,
mm-hmm.
she already looks like Carol Burnett enough. Like, but this first look, I thought it worked.
Yeah, it's great. It's a chirp. It's interesting. There's texture to it. It's funny. Yeah.
I love it. It's like, you know, if I were to do this doggy bag, I would have just done it all shit. So it was nice to see her do it like as like a rich looking poodle. So it was cute.
You're saying like a shit covered plastic bag would be your move.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, why the fuck not? Okay, I guess we should go to our next category because there's 800 in here and we have money bags, which, you know, means rich lady. Just rich, rich, rich lady. And our first one is Denali giving us a Cruella homage.
Mm-hmm. Love it. I always live for a Cruella homage. And then that nail with
That's
the cigarette.
Awesome.
That's
awesome.
Rich.
I fucking love it. It's a chirp for me.
It's a chirp, honey.
I thought the bag did well, too, in this look. The red bag, I think, worked for me.
Yeah, it looked like it was part of the look. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just noticed the nail, or remembered, I guess, the nail holding the cigarette.
Nuts.
It's really great.
Yeah, it's great. She could have been top for me. Okay, Joey J giving you a lady who might be in a Quentin Tarantino film.
I mean,
it was kind of cute.
I mean,
it's okay. I thought the bag was not great.
What are we doing? It's a suit over leggings. What are we doing?
Yeah, it's a burp for me. It's just, I do know what you mean. It's a blazer, it's leggings, and her hair, like, which is completely her choice. She can do that and live her life, but I don't know.
Like, are you on RuPaul's Drag Race or The Apprentice? Like,
right.
I fully agree. it's a burp for me.
It's a burp. But Joey, if you're watching this, you're hot as fuck and I love you.
Very that.
For the record, my husband just dyed his hair in a way that looks exactly like Joey J. So
That's true.
Agree. Joey J, you're hot as fuck. And you're in my bedroom now.
Yeah.
My dad kind of went through a midlife crisis a few years ago, and he was going gray, so he tried to dye his hair, which is like a dark brown kind of hair. Mm-hmm. And he's got curly hair, and it came out like almost like red. And I would call him Little Orphan Annie. So just reminded me of that.
Roasting.
That's so with this look, why not just do a red purse? Why the pink?
I guess she thought that was the pop, that was the editorial choice. I don't know.
Mm. That's purple.
It's not for me. Yeah, it's not for me. Okay, LaLaurie giving us a gorgeous bald lady, cocktails, and a flowery pink Coach bag.
I'm kind of into the dress. Like, I'm like...
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so that fabric is a very classic drag fabric. Like, you see a lot of the queens with that colorful... animal print, and I fucking love that print so much. Like,
I love it.
I'm so for it. I like the cut of the dress. I like it's got like peplums and like puffy sleeves. I think it's cute. It's like almost like 80s businesswoman, and I'm pretty into it.
So funny. Yeah, it's a sickening look. And by funny, I meant Nicole saying Sex in the City, Bald in the Jungle was fucking iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
I am a chirp.
It's a big chirp. I love it. This was successful. Very successful. And I guess next we have Elliot giving Power Lesbian from Texas in this red oil drilling businesswoman suit. What'd you think?
Yeah, that was cute too.
Cute.
Chirp, but again, why is the bag pink?
Yeah, this would have looked so
good
hue?
With this would have looked so good with a red bag.
Yeah, it's a different hue, isn't it?
And they had the option for a red bag.
Yeah. Is it just the illusion that the reds aren't matching up? Am I crazy?
It might be, honestly.
Oh.
I know. I'm seeing the same thing you're seeing. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it's definitely a chirp. The exaggerated shoulder is funny to me. Mm-hmm. It's cute.
I think it's fierce. Like, I love a big bitchy shoulder.
It's good. And a great use of tiny glovelets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, chirp.
Was chirp. This the one that referenced Miranda Priestly? I forget. There were two looks on this runway that referenced two movies written by my writing partner, Aline.
Oh, that's right.
Who she is only an occasional Drag Race watcher, but I'm like, Aline, you're all over this show.
You're all over this fucking show. Oh, that's so funny. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I guess so. This is very housewife. Or I mean, I should say Tamisha's look is very housewife of Atlanta. But when the cameras, she didn't know the cameras were on.
I think she looks great. I'm not crazy on the hair, but I love green. I love the way she styled it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was like super cute. Just the only thing, like, she could have had nicer hair.
I think that's a good point. Like, a bigger hair would sell everything else.
It kind of gives me, like, Jasmine Masters if she tried.
I fucking love that. I do like the mixtures of green with black and white. That's cool. Mm-hmm. But yeah, something needs to be draggier.
It looks like money. Like, it looks, she just, I don't know. Maybe I have a soft spot for Tamisha. I love her.
I like the shoes.
She looks so beautiful. I actually really like her hair.
You do. You don't. You think it shouldn't be any bigger?
I guess it looks glamorous and luxurious. She just looks like a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Which maybe is a knock. Maybe is a knock. But no, the little veil, the shoulder
that
veil.
That thing is cool.
I'll chirp it. And also matched the purse very well.
Yes, yeah. There's good matching here. Not matchy-matchy, actual matching.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. Okay. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, Patti LaPelle's so funny.
Patti LaPelle's very funny. Yeah. We're looking at Simone's fluid pink waterfall suit with knee openings. What the fuck is this stunningness?
This fabric is it's called Liquid Organza.
Oh, tea.
And there is a queen who competed in Continental. Do you know what Continental is?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She, I think her name is Melanie Von Cruz. Mm-hmm. She had a gown in the same fabric, but blue, and it looked fucking beautiful. This fabric is incredible. Like, it's just like,
yeah,
those skinny bitches, man, they can wear that non-stretch, like, gorgeous fabric, mm-hmm. and all yeah. of it. It just looks so incredible.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, the outfit itself is great, uh-huh. but she could be wearing a tube dress in that fabric, and she would look fucking incredible. Like,
I think you're right.
Just the way it shimmers, it looks like she's literally wearing, like, liquid metal on her. Like,
and these color choices are really smart and amazing. This, like, red smoothie frizz and a sort of fucking, this chartreuse bag all clash perfectly together.
Yeah.
It's a chirp.
She's fierce.
Big chirp.
Big chirp.
But, well, chirp. I have a question.
Please.
And this is going to be a super vague question, but, like, okay, if you, when you have outfits made for you, which I know most people on the runway, most queens on the runway tend to, how much are you, like, designing a thing and then giving it to someone to make, or are you, or does it just depend on the queen? Because I'm looking at, like, Simone's looks and they're impeccable. And is that, like, a choice of designer, or is she sketching out these designs and working with someone?
Well, it works different with everybody. Like, I have a lot of inspiration from, when I pull inspiration, I kind of have a lot of screenshots for different things that I want to do, and then I kind of explain it to my designers, and then they'll sketch it out. Or I have a friend who can, like, if they know what will look good, they'll sketch it out for me too. Or I let them do whatever they want.
Yeah.
But everyone's different. Like, some people are very strict with what they want and how they want it, and they will come to the designers with the seamstresses with the designs already.
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah.
Interesting. Thank you.
And
you're
that.
So welcome.
Thank you and for that tasty BTS.
Yeah, that was good BTS. I'm trying to think of what your segment is called. It's something. Babble with Boa. Maybe that's it. We're gonna figure it out. We'll be in touch.
Babble with Boa.
Babble with Boa. That's your pod.
I need to do a podcast. So there we go.
There we go. Babble with
Bitching
Boa.
With Boa. Huh.
That's good. Okay, we'll chat. But now we're looking at, of course, Olivia's look, which gave me Hogwartsian executive. I like
it. Cute. I love her.
This if is only so they fucking would've... cool. Go on.
If only they would have gave her a tiny purse instead of that one. Like,
I know.
All I want to see is tiny purses with her. Like, that's all I care about. Where are the tiny purses?
It's a very good. It's a very good thing to make your signature.
Oh yeah. She looks great. She looks very, very fresh. Very. I want her to do my taxes because, like, you know, like, I trust her, and she looks like she's just going to get the job done, and I really appreciate that.
1,000,000,000%. It's a chirp, and everything is so fresh and smooth. I love it.
It's so beautiful. I wish she could have not decorated the bag. I know that was part of the challenge, mm-hmm. but even if the bag were, like, plain, I think it would have been, like, well,
like if the bag
is it
was
strategic because they're going to get to take home a free bag, and you just want to design the bag you want.
I wonder. I mean, I do agree. Like, I almost want it to be that, like, sort of burnt orange bag instead. It's just plain burnt orange bag. But I wonder what the game was there.
I'm going to buy this big bag.
Yeah, I think
I love how big it is.
This is working. This is good marketing.
Yeah.
Okay, got Mick giving us this dipped in black diamonds look, which is gorgeous. And Nicole, let me know, it was even more gorgeous in person. Like, it's just a look that looks even crazier in person, and the camera kind of flattened it a bit.
Hmm. Yeah, probably like the shimmers. Like, there are some things, like, cameras can flatten things, definitely. So being there, like, oh my god, I can only imagine how good it looked. And then her makeup, like, look at that highlight, bitch. Oh my god.
It's really good. It's really fucking good. It's a chirp. It is a big old fucking chirp. Yeah.
Well, looking at this outfit is like drinking butter beer at Harry Potter World. It's just like warm and sweet and comforting, and like I want to bathe in it.
And like, and even just even more comforting because you're at home drinking a little bit of home. Like that's a lot. That's a lot of comfort.
Exactly.
Rosé giving us Big Business, which I have seen. Have y'all seen the movie Big Business with
no
Bette? It's fun. It's like Bette and Lily Tomlin, and they play like, if I'm not mistaken, they play like adopted. They play two sets of adopted twins who find one another. It's madness.
Oh, I think I've heard of it. I think I've seen the cover.
Yeah.
Or in an elevator or something.
Yeah, totally.
I love it. I need to impersonate Bette Midler because I could fucking really look like her.
I would love that. I think you should. So, but it's a chirp for me.
Mm-hmm. I love that cut.
Tis a chirp for me as well.
Yeah.
I think her characterization sold it. Like, it's on the simpler side, but her characterization really fucking, sold it.
Totally. 100%. Okay, Tina giving us Houndstooth.
Mm-hmm.
Love this.
This is fucking, oh, here we go, Miranda Beasley. I'm serving Houndstooth Miranda.
Here we go.
This was fucking great.
This was great. This was the first time I was happy there was red. Like, this to me is the best use of her red hair. Personally, it's really good. It's a big chirp for me.
Yeah, no, I love it.
God, she's so Mae West. It's amazing.
Yeah, hair hole in the back. Are you kidding me?
Oh, and the purse works, and the purse fucking worked.
Yeah, no, it's that pop of color just looks amazing.
I live. Okay, now Candy's giving us money hair whore. What do we think of this? This is divisive for me.
Really?
I'm not crazy on the hair, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm just not crazy. I guess what, okay, I like it fine, but when she was like, every single one of my looks was perfect, I was like, was it? Was this one? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't work all the way for me.
Oh, interesting.
I like the lingerie look. I like that she's like a bad bitch. Like, I get the vibe. Yeah, I kind of just want to see a different hair, but I still think it's a chirp.
Mm-hmm. It's God, a chirp.
I'm a big chirp for this. I think it's so beautiful. I think the hair is so cool. I thought the purse should have just been pink and matched because she already had a great thing going. And I thought she could have pulled the blunt out of the purse. Like it was a little, or maybe sequined it with something that said rolling papers on it.
You know what it is? Yeah, I like that. I just want her to take the glasses off at some point.
Oh.
Like, I want to see your fucking beautiful face. Like,
or she could have had the end of the blunt covered in red stone. So it was like mimicking it being lit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so fucking smart.
That's genius. That's really good. Fuck yeah. Yes, I'll still chirp it. I'll chirp it. Okay, Utica. This is great.
This is giving me Sasha Velour vibes.
Oh, it's very Sasha Velour. Mm. You're right. Oh my God, it's so Sasha Velour. Holy fucking shit. Yeah, she's giving a sort of a cabaret Chicago drag excellence.
Yeah.
It's a chirp.
God, this was like a mental me spreading out on like a bearskin rug. It just felt, it feels so good to watch her. It feels so good like to look at her and watch her. It's just beautiful.
And it feels so good to know that, like, she's elevated kook, as even Michelle admitted. Like, yeah, she's kooky, but she's actually sickening.
But this wasn't kooky. This was just fashion. Like,
totally.
Had she not been kooky with her face, this is just, like, straight up runway.
Totally. Great. Okay, we have one more category, and we'll do it quick so I take less of your time, my beautiful podcastees. Big Ball Eleganza. What do we think of this?
Speed round, let's go.
Speed round, let's go.
Yeah.
Denali giving us Coco Goes to WeHo. It's a chirp for me.
It's a chirp, but the instability of the top thing looks kind of weird. It kind of gives me Regina George after she got hit by a bus.
Funny.
chirp.
But I love her.
I love it. And I actually see that. Yeah, her neck is not stable, but I love it.
But with that course that her back is, I just wonder if her pussy and her crack is. Okay. This Joey look, J. Joey J, I actually fucking love this look. I think it looks so cool.
Yeah.
I think it's fine. Well, I think it's pretty. It's definitely a chirp.
I was a chirp on this. Chirp. I don't understand why she was in the bottom, I gotta say. I mean, I guess for the other looks, but like this one was beautiful.
Yeah, maybe her middle look did her in. Yeah, I wonder.
Lollerie.
Oh, Lollerie. Girl. Oh, girl.
Chirp, chirp, chirp. This look was the one.
Nicole's face.
Nicole's face. Nicole's face. It's so
the
good.
The face that sank a million ships.
Oh,
that
Nicole.
Face. Just saying, this is not it. Yeah, this is. I think this is the worst outfit that's ever happened in Drag Race history. But it's cool that we got to see her amazing skills. It's a burp. It's an unqualified burp. In fact, it might be a heave. It might be a
Ellie with two T's loves it.
Loves it. It's a chirp. Holy shit, this giant blazer pink cow number. Caw. Yeah, this might be a caw. It's really stunning.
Yeah, it's fierce.
Oh my god, with the little panty bralette. It's a chirp, folks. Mm-hmm. Tamisha. Okay. She looks like a vending machine. I think it's pretty bad, personally.
Yeah, the taste isn't there, but the quality of work is. Like, yeah. She did a good job at making it, but it wasn't the nicest.
It's just, yeah, like altogether something's not right.
The ruching, I guess, in the back. Yeah,
burp. It's a mess.
It's a burp, unfortunately.
It's like peanut butter and fish. Okay, Simone.
So cute. She's going to the beach. She's going to go get a tan. She's going to go do some swimming. She's going to meet a boy and have some drinks. Love
agree.
It.
And agree that her other looks were so good, she had to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a chirp. It's still a chirp for me. Okay, Olivia Lux giving you incredibly stupid love. I love this.
Gorgeous.
Bitch, it looks so fucking good. Like, that colors. Is incredible. She wrote, this reminds me, there's a designer in Canada. His name is Sunny Fong. He makes outfits for a queen named Safonda in Toronto.
Uh-huh.
And it reminds me of his work so much. She does very reptilian looking kind of outfits. And it's just so cool. It's just, I love it so much.
The colors. My God, just yellow, green, blue, and everything in between. It's great.
I am too a big chirp.
Mm.
That was Got so beautiful.
Mick. Yeah, I have to say, when so I first great. Saw Got Mick's strap thing, I didn't get it. Like, but yeah, once again, I was told this was something that looked even cooler in person. But yeah,
this is fucking brilliant. That's just something where, like, I'm not a fashion designer, so, like, but it wouldn't even occur to me. It's so fucking cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Chirp. Chirp.
Okay, this outfit.
Straps for days. Rosé!
Yes, 100%. I'm living for this Barbarella fantasy.
Oh,
when
she
started fucking spinning. Oh, my God, bitch. She knew what she was doing.
Oh,
The hair works perfectly with it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I am just so into it.
Mars attacks your pussy. I love it.
Yeah.
I realize I have a preference. I have a sweet spot for a soft spot, I should say, for things that I in real life could wear and or pull off.
Yes. You would look incredible.
Like, I can't wear what Gottmik was wearing. Like,
you can't.
That's not what my body type is. But, like, I could wear
one
this.
One of your
tits
would make that whole thing explode.
I know. But, like, this, like, I love big titties, high waist. Like, I love stuff that works with that. Because, like, it's for the everyday woman.
Yeah, you would look stunning.
It really gives her such a great silhouette.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's smart. It's a smart look for her. Yeah, I love it. It's a chirp. Okay, Tina Burner.
Cute.
Giving us pleather thingy. I mean, it's cute.
It's cute. Again, you can see that the craftsmanship is there. Like, she did a good job at making it.
It's tailored.
It's a little B girl. It's a little. It's like if a girl in Paris became a backup dancer on In Living Color. It's cool.
I kind of like the color blocking too. Like, I'm always a fan of a good color block.
Yeah, I'll chirp it, even though I'm getting very tired of red. I'll chirp it.
We've just seen her in that so many times.
Yeah, but that's like her brand, right? Like, you gotta stick to what you do and what you know, right? Like,
yeah. But do you?
But do you is a good question. But do you, Boa?
But here's an intellectual argument. Do you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, clearly it's not really working for her, so.
Candy Muse giving us Dora the Fucksplora. I love it.
Yeah, I love it.
The hair is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a chirp for me. Even though it's a little funny in places, I think it's a chirp.
This was fucking awesome.
I think
awesome.
It's so cute and funny. Yeah, I thought it was great.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Okay.
Utica. Burp. I hate it. I'm just joking.
I was going to be gagged. This is my top. This is my number one chirp of the week.
Oh,
this is
my
a
God.
Caca.
Everything about this yeah. is fucking brilliant. The nails, the hair. Like, I don't even yeah. know how you begin to think of this. It's so brilliant. Yeah.
Unbelievable. The shape, the construction with such a clumsy, dumb material. I'm glad got one, but I also could have seen Utica winning.
This would be amazing. Like $20,000 if Versace. No, I don't know the exact designer, but like if this were like on not the real, like if this were on Net-a-Porter, like it would mm-hmm. be like thousands and thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. True. That's it. That's kind of the overall thing. Only we need to say now is obviously what happens, and we know Miss Gott wins. Utica and Rosé come close, but ultimately, Tamisha does not have to lip sync, leaving Lala Ri and Joey J to lip sync to Fancy. What did we think?
Yeah, I thought it was cute. Lala Ri did an amazing job, and mm-hmm.
Yeah, she slayed. She fucking killed it. They both did very cute performances, but just like they're just like that. This energy and vigor and fire from Lala Ri that was quite undeniable.
Yeah.
They were both really, really good. And again, I don't, just because Joey J was in a great outfit during this lip sync, it was very weird to see her in the bottom.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, huh? Yeah,
like she looked great during this particular outfit. So it was like, wait, why is she in the bottom again? Like I kept having to remember.
Yeah. I really like that.
I think it's because she denied the joke. It's because when they said, "Is this poison ivy?" she said, "No, it's not."
Because
I'm not
she
was funny.
Not poison.
Yeah,
I think that's I think I understand the
don't
confusion
defend
of this.
Her. You're so kind, but this was a great lip sync, and it made me very excited about this season so very much. I love. We did it, Boa. What can we plug? Remind us where to
support you. Oh my God, yeah.
Please.
Oh my God. Okay, so follow me on Instagram at Boa the Drag Queen. I really want to get to 100K. So just fucking follow me. Mm-hmm. Follow me on Twitter at Bitch on Arrival. You can go to my website and get some merch, bowthedragqueen.com. If you want to PayPal me, paypal.me/bitchonarrival. You can also get my merch at dragqueenmerch.com. Mm-hmm. You can find me on YouTube, YouTube, XTube, Pornhub, Craigslist, Backpage. I'm all over the place, baby.
Great. Rachel, where can we support you?
Wait, I know we really should let Boa go because it's 1 a.m. But like, are we going to talk about Candy Muse and Untucked and the fucking crazy shit?
Let's talk more.
But I want Boa to be able to peace out. I just wanted to, if I were listening to this episode, I'd be
you'd
remiss
want to
not
hear
at
more.
Least, or at least not yeah. flag that crazy shit happened, but it's getting late and we can't talk about it.
We can let's do it as quickly. Whatever, Boa. What do you want? We can let you. We can cover it in 2 minutes, right?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay, what do you have to say, Rach, about this am I arrogant, am I not mess?
Oh, this was just, I mean, first of all, I follow Candy Muse on Twitter. Do I follow her on Twitter? I saw her Twitter, and like people were saying, like people were so angry that they were like threatening her mom on Instagram. If you're so angry at a show that you fucking find someone's mom on Instagram, you're a pathetic fucking deranged
people
loser.
You
don't fucking do that shit. Like, no matter how immature someone's being. Like, and then, you know, someone sent her an email being like, show to book. And someone was like, just kidding. I'd never book you, you cunt. Like,
oh my God.
There are some really, really terrible reactions out there. And there's no fucking excuse. That having been said, Candy was behaving like a 5-year-old.
She was behaving poorly.
Yeah. I love Candy Muse. I nothing but great things to say. But girl, come on.
Yeah.
Like,
I think the competition's getting to her.
Yeah, they both were not completely in the right, but Jesus Christ, bitch.
Candy is being bullyish and then insisting she's not being bullyish, which is like, look, I get it. You're in a competition. I love that you want to win, and I love that you believe in yourself, but at least be like, yeah, I'm being a lot, you know? She's just...
Yeah, but even when she's like screaming at the girl, she's like, am I fucking arrogant? And they're like, no, girl, we love you. Don't hurt us.
Rosé was very good at saying, yes, I do feel you're arrogant, but that does not mean I do not love you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta say things just to kind of...
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, if you're like her putting that, yeah, but I love you, girl, like is good. Cause she's like, yeah, girl, you're fucking arrogant. Then it would have just really like.
Cause I have friends like that who I'd be like, you are difficult. I feel like I say that to my mom like once a week. I'm like, you are a difficult person, but you're very loved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of like what I do. No, actually, I didn't do that with Scarlett. Me and Scarlett had a cute little tiffy on episode 3 Candace Drag Race.
Yeah.
And she had it in her head that we had this huge fight. She probably thinks that our little tiffy was like the Candy Muse fucking Tamisha Iman thing. Mm-hmm. So she thinks it's this big fight, but really, I was just like, well, I love you and your feelings are valid and just shut her up. Like, she's a nut, that one. I love her.
Oh, I loved her run on the show. But we've already said it, but we should reiterate, like, do not attack people online. If you do that, you are a fucking
piece of shit.
Piece of shit, weirdo, virgin.
The finding the mother thing is really
that's so fucked up, yeah.
Fucking
it's a television show. Like, relax.
And like what we love about it is that we're all like we're either queer or we're allies. We are celebrating this weird art form together and even the imperfect moments. Like, so like just calm down.
It's not called for. Separately, I will say Candy Muse is completely unrepentant on Twitter. And, you know, just really quickly, I do have this, you know, there's that, I think it's Marilyn Monroe that's like, if you don't love me at my worst, you don't deserve me my best. And I think that's one of the most toxic phrases that people use to justify bad behavior. Like, that's how people end up in abusive relationships. It's a pride in toxicity and a pride in bad behavior. And that's Candy, you know, having the necklace that says arrogant. I have such an allergy to the empowering of like bad behavior towards your fellow human.
It's like a branding thing, right? Like with her, it's like, okay, that was a huge fucking moment. So if you're going to capitalize on it, capitalize on it.
Yeah.
I totally, but I do agree with you on the Marilyn Monroe quote.
Yeah,
Marilyn
that
Monroe
phrase
quote.
Is shit.
Because people who say shit like that are the worst fucking people ever. They are the trashiest wearing pajama pants to high school fucking bullshit people. Like, I know people like that. Like, they're just like horrible.
Yeah, I guess I just like, it's not even like, I get branding that moment. It's instantly iconic, of course, but there's a sort of like, yeah, I'm arrogant. And there's a pride that Candy has in that moment that I wasn't seeing from, I did a deep dive on Twitter. I wasn't seeing from the other queens laughing about that moment in the same way that maybe Candy was. I don't know. I don't know if she saw that moment and was like, I shouldn't have, done those things. And obviously, like, you know, other people had parts to play in it. Not to be the Trump both sides. I reminded myself of Trump
people
there.
People on both. I think that's a very good point to make. And I think Candy, she could or she could never come around. But yeah, she's a strong personality. I think she puts her own foot in her mouth at times.
I don't see her putting a foot in a mouth, though.
No?
No, I don't see any foot. Her mouth is
no
footless.
Foot. A lack of foot.
She's saying the thing, and her feet are on her
right.
feet.
The world and the fandom itself are not nice to the POC queens, and they're not nice to the big girls either.
Horrible.
So I think that, like, it sucks because, like, they're probably being, like, there were so many queens who were cocky and arrogant in the past seasons, but Candy is really getting the hate too, because, like, I'm sure that adds to the load, right? Like, so I just want to go ahead and say that it's not right. And
no, you're absolutely fucking right.
You're 100% right.
I actually did, before coming on here talking about it, because I've been following the internet, the conversation about this, as I've been following the Toxic Drag Race racist fandom. Some of them are racist. And like, I was like, okay, just to make sure I'm searching my soul. Like, was I genuinely that annoyed at this, you know, or thought this person's behavior was like immature? And I do, but simultaneously, yes, agree. Everything you're saying. Yes.
Yeah. But just like in the future, like, I want to see queens held to the same standards as it should be an even playing field. So, like, don't give Candy shit.
Agree.
More than you would give somebody else.
Agree. And let's just grow up. Like, you don't see people sending death threats to like Survivor players. So, like, can we just make this safe space a continued safe space instead
that's
of that
a
fucking
really
bullshit?
Good point. Like, is there any
if
other
you're
show
gonna send death or if you're gonna send death threats to the Drag Race girls, then start sending death threats to the Survivor players.
Because
fuck,
because
<like.
laughs> that's equality.
Exactly. And on that note, I'm out of here.
Oh, y'all are amazing. Thank you for supporting Drag Her. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It helps keep us going and a-trucking. Like this review from Lano13, which says, literally the only one. It is so and here's another one from Eldron Detron that says, the best and only Drag Race podcast. Yeah, these are both factual reviews, and thank you for giving them to us. Support us on Instagram, too, at Drag Her Podcast.
And, yay!
Yay!
And follow
Boa!
Me on Instagram at Boa the Drag Queen.
Yes!
Follow me on Instagram.
And then follow Rachel at Rachel Does Stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Thanks, guys. Mwah.
Mwah. Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.